Now we got Cam Jordan. Or should we introduce him as Caden Jordan? Because that's how, if you go on Google, you Google Cam Jordan, it comes up as Caden Jordan. Cam, Caden, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. I'm good. I'm overly hurt to the core by that one. Rocked, if you will.
Hey, so tell us about your USO tour. What'd you take away from it? Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah. You know, other than I don't know if I can, you know, release the names of places we went to in terms of, you know, the bases that we visited. Is just another way that you can sort of give your appreciation to our troops.
When you say on your Twitter account that they are underappreciated in terms of circumstances, what do you mean?
Just in terms of, you know, not only, of course, for, you know, when I think about the military across the globe, I think about how they protect our families. I think about how they protect our ideas of our freedoms. But it's underappreciated in terms of, you know, some of these bases, they're not allowed to actually physically have family up there. And, you know, you're at minimum, you're up there for a year without family. I mean, I was gone for 3 weeks and I was like, all right, I miss my kids. I miss my American family. I miss, you know, having the freedoms of internet service, of the luxury that is American, the luxuries that we have, for us, you know, to look out and look in and see the military, you know, do everything from building infrastructures to, you know, checking perimeters to making sure that all their necessary amenities or necessary items that they do have is all secured by us. It just goes beyond my thinking of what the military does. So underappreciated in just the terms of not fully grasping all that the military does for us.
Now, Cam, talking about what you're grasping, because I was telling Christian a story. You know, when you come into the NFL and you have a class and you have teammates, it's kind of a special bond. Brett Maxey, who's coached over 20-plus years in the NFL, how we'd approach one another. You get together in pregame and throughout the offseason and the season. I know you had a fine relationship with Mark Ingram. That had to be a little hard on you, or just saying that camaraderie you had with him, seeing him going to the Ravens.
Yeah, of course. I mean, if the question is, how do I feel about it? I'm not going to be excited about it. When you talk about what type of friend Mark has been since the beginning, I mean, when I first got to, you know, New Orleans, it was a lockout year. It was, we had minimal contact with the team. I really didn't know the place. And, you know, Mark was already out here training. He was practically, you know, he had already made his home there. And I crashed with him for the first couple of weeks. I mean, that's like my brother from back in the day. So you talk about 8 years deep, through all the faces that you see come and go, it's been the most consistent. So I'm never going to like it. I'm never going to, you know, be happy about it. But at the same time, you know, you got to understand Mark's perspective and everything he's put on for New Orleans and the way that he's come in and worked and made his way into being, you know, the starting back for New Orleans, and that's talking about from everywhere where he came in and had to compete for the job with, you know, Pierre Thomas to Darren Sproles to C.J. Spiller to, you know, Adrian Peterson, Tim Hightower. We've done, you know, everything to give him adequate competition. He's always risen to the top, and now you bring in some special like Alvin Kamara and, you know, and the ability that they were taking to the field with, you can only – imagine what would happen, you know, the third year and the fourth year, and the way that they had the chemistry that they do. So I'm never going to like it. But at the same time, you have to understand where he's come from and how, you know, the respect that's been given to him in Baltimore, how they want him to be that guy over there, which is something probably a little bit more that I could say for us.
Now, Cam, looking at it from a defensive perspective, looking at this past season with the defense accomplishing, you know, the Who Dat Nation, we've kind of embraced the upside of the defense and how they've grown. Total defense, middle of the pack. I know you want to be top 10 and even better, if not number one, end up being 14. Look at that turnover differential, top 10. We end up being plus 8, which was 7th. And we were outstanding. It was truly amazing. That was all hands on deck, number 2 against the run. But the pass defense, because fans ask me, I said, I don't know, I'm asking Cam Jordan about this, about the pass defense. Because I'm looking at, and you can explain to me, you look at quarterback hurries, quarterback hits, however you describe it. But we were ranked 29th against the pass, but we were fourth, fifth around that area as far as sacks. And we were sacking the opposing quarterback. But then I'm looking at the QB rating against us was 100.3. So why maybe we didn't do as well overall against the pass defense? Because we surely were stout against the run.
Yeah, you know, there's not really a pure correlation to the whys or the hows. When you talk about just overly constantly wanting to improve, the first few games we were making, you know, we let up some pretty high numbers in terms of yards against the pass. And then, you know, after that, we sort of tightened down. But it's maybe, you know, it's just the ability to come together and be highly focused on, you know, defending the pass as well. Because when we came into games and we really, you know, try to make them one-dimensional, they have to make them beat us in the air. And the fact that we were able to take away so much of a person's run game, it put us in a lot of positions to win. So sometimes you have to give them a couple yards to win the mile.
Saints All-Pro defensive end Cameron Jordan here on Sports Talk. And Cam, how'd your canine dogfight go? It went better than Mark Ingram. They took Mark Ingram to the ground. You withstood.
You know, I'd like to say that I watched you know Mark's video a couple times while we were out there. I saw you know Gus Kowski and Miles take off and sort of get pummeled. I had a lot of scouting that I had to do. I had some bracing moments that I put in my own mentality. So I could withstand the place. Because, I mean, those dogs, they're gunning for it. I mean, you know, everybody's taking off, running a little off balance. I've sort of brought my center with me.
Plus, you're about 287, 288, right? I mean, Mark's not 288. That helps.
Right, at all. I mean these dogs are trained to not only assess the situation, but to take it to the highest demeanor if it needs to.
Kim, I want to ask you about the NFL owners' meetings. They changed the rules. They expand instant replay to challenge a particular call, like a no call. Are you glad to see that get done?
I don't see the hell that's helping me as of, you know, February.
Hell yeah, Kim. I'm right there with you. How in the hell does that help us when we got robbed from the Super Bowl? It might come back to burn us in the future. You don't know. It didn't help us to go to the Super Bowl.
Right. I mean, but that's something that, you know, of course, the league is trying to live and learn from. And as far as, you know, we want an apology, as far as we want things to change from last year, we've already got to look forward to this upcoming year and how we can battle and be the best team available now with the new rules that are changed.
Cam, I know you're a big New Orleans Pelicans supporter. You're at a lot of games, and in particular, you can understand why AD is a big attractive part to go see and go watch. His last game with the Pelicans, he's not going to suit up tonight. And we were asking, you hit us up on Twitter, we were asking, is it goodbye or good riddance? And you certainly would say it's goodbye, certainly not good riddance to a superstar. That's your opinion?
Yeah, I mean, when I think about it, when I first came in, you know, they were, what were the New Orleans Hornets?
I think they were the Hornets, yeah.
Right, the Hornets, right.
I mean, we had Chris Paul at some point in time. It was CP3 when I first got here. And that was a superstar that, of course, went on and left and had a invaluable experience over at the Clippers and, you know, a monumental push now the last, what, year or so or 2 years at with the Rockets. So, I mean, it hurts to see somebody go, but at the same time, you know, if AD's given us 7 years, 6 years, 7 years, then it's only been to the playoffs two or three times. And a perennial talent like AD is probably looking for a little bit more. So, I mean, it hurts just because I love being a part of the city. I love going to games, and I'd like to say, you know, hey, he should stay to us. There should be loyalty there. There should be, a will to win a championship here, and what that would do for the 504. But you have to, again, you have to try and understand their perspective.
I get his perspective, and I defended him with the idea of demanding a trade. It's just the last week or so hasn't been too good for him, flipping off a fan and then walking into the arena today with a That's All Folks T-shirt. I just think it's in bad taste.
And you know, Cam, Christian drove here to work, and he flipped off He had road rage. He flipped off some car. So, you know, when you're in the public eye, you get a lot of heat. But so I don't know. I mean, it might be an immature moment, but it's a lot of passion when you think about what comes about with that.
Yeah, I don't know about that one. I don't even know about that situation.
Yeah.
I just figure, you know, 7 years by 82 games apiece. I mean, shoot, 82 games is what, like 5 or 6 years of football for me. So when you just talk about, you know, whatever he has going on, his situation, I'm going to leave it open and, you know, wish him the best. And hopefully, you know, in my mind, there's going to be some sort of reconciliation. Like, hey, maybe he just realized, like, New Orleans is where I want to be. Hey, I don't want to be traded anymore. I don't want to leave. I want to, you know, I want to be here. Maybe we get a short-term option done. But that's not for me to say. That's not for me to judge. I just, you know, I hope and wish for him the best that he can do, just as, like, I hope that, you know, the Pelicans can push forward after this. I mean, at one point we had Buddy Hield, you know. And at some point, you see these guys go, but you know, we had Eric Gordon, who was hurt for what, all 4 years he played, and then turns off at the Rockets, and you know, it was balling. You know, Ryan Anderson goes right to the Rockets, and he's just like a 3-point king. You know, these are things that, you know, is beyond my perspective, my control, and you can only focus on, you know, what you think can happen for you.
Now, Cam, you look at like things change and never stay the same. You look in the offseason, obviously, the production of a Sheldon Rankins, and all of a sudden he got a catastrophic injury. Hopefully he can come back by October, November, whatever that might be, to contribute. He was kind of turning that corner. But what is your take now? Alex Okafor no longer here, but Malcolm Brown and Mario Edwards Jr., as far as the addition of them, you look, Onyemata, I still think you'd be a big part of what we're doing. I think Tyler Davidson, that's still interesting to see what's going to come about with that. But what is your take as far as, you know, new teammates, as far as getting it done in their trenches with Malcolm Brown and Mario Edwards Jr.?
You know, when you talk about the loss of Alex Okafor, who was a proven vet, somebody who, you know, got hurt previously and then came back and played the way he did against the run and the pass and how effective he was. You know, the addition of Marcus Davenport, the surgence of, you know, the wave Sheldon's playing, for him to get hurt, that definitely hurts us as a defense. You know, trying to replace him. I hope the new guys are up to the task. But at the same time, you know, we do have David Onyemata. You look for, you know, the reappearance of Tyler Davidson, but I don't know how those things tend to shake out. So now we have, you know, two new guys, and I hope they're up to the task. I don't know too much about them. I don't know how active they'll be. I know, you know, I've seen a little bit of their work. But when you talk about, you know, the repertoire you have with the guys that just left, with Tyler Davidson, with Alex Okafor,
right,
these are things that definitely hurt. We have Trey Henderson, and, I mean, he's definitely chomping at the bits to
Well, he has to be healthy. He has to be healthy. I mean, he could play, but you got to be – listen, he's hell when he's well. You got to be – in order to be held accountable, you got to be available. You're always available. That's what Trey Henderson needs to do. He needs to be available. Then he can be held accountable.
Right, for sure, for sure. When you talk about available, I think Trey's definitely been available for the entire season. Talk about, you know, Alex Okafor, how he got hurt and came back and was accountable for an entire season. Yeah, just like, you know, that makes the most help towards the team when you're just able to physically be there. So when you talk about, you know, Sheldon going down, that definitely hurts. And then we bring in these two guys. I don't know their history. I don't know the way to play. You know, the comfortability you have as a defensive lineman when you know how your interior line moves, or you know where your, you know, defensive end is going to be. That's how you know you can start playing off of people and have those natural games.
And you know what, Cam, not to cut you off, but listen, let me tell you this. I don't know, because it's all opinion, speculation, but across the NFL, we are perceived as having the number one free agency class. This is even before the draft. I know we don't have a number one draft pick, but the number one free agency class.
For a second?
Yeah, for a second. Yeah, we don't know what's going to happen when you wheel and deal. But we have the number one free agency class. You add Jared Cook at tight end position. No, the fans, even Las Vegas is very optimistic, like the fan base. The over and under is like 10.5. Like we end the conversation with four NFL teams as far as double digit wins for sure. If not, you know, to me, if you win 10 games, that's a great accomplishment. At 10.5, a lot of expectations. They're going to over maybe 11 wins. I know every season is a new season. You got to go out there and produce, like Sean Payton always says. But I'm telling you, the fan base, the Houdat Nation, they are very optimistic right now, even before the draft, considering who we have on board going forward. So I know as a veteran and a leader of the defense like you are, I consider you the Drew Brees of the defense. You got to be encouraged for this upcoming season, even with all the adversity, when you consider the Minneapolis Miracle, how we lost that game, and we got robbed to not go to the Super Bowl. I know we got two strikes, but we are not out. The expectations are unbelievable this year coming up for the 2019 season.
No doubt. I mean, you talk about the way we lost the last 2 years. I mean, I'd love for us to say, yeah, we're going to win every game. We're going to go 16 of those regular season. We'll win, you know, we're going to win a Super Bowl and be 19-0, fully undefeated. I could care less how that pans out. I know that we're going to be mentally and physically ready for the season. I do know if we went, if somehow we got in at 7-9 and we won the Super Bowl, so, you know, we had to go the hard route and play another four games and we won, I could care less how it gets done. The end goal is going to be a Super Bowl. So however that works, that's what their mentality is, to win a Super Bowl.
Cam Jordan, Saints All-Pro defensive end here on Sports Talk. Thanks for the extended time, Cam. I think I heard the kids in the background. We'll let you go back and be dad, man.
All right, Cam, go Bears.
Hey, what happens when they wake up? They wake up and they're ready for this pool action, and dad's on our interview. So, you know, they're never going to be happy about that. But I appreciate it. It's always Go Bears and always Houdat Nation forever.
All right, Cam Jordan.